Lobbyist Bill Pascrell III believes the state's chances of success are better than ever. Congressman Frank Pallone is also confident, but as a backup, he's working on a measure that would allow all states to legalize sports betting and online gaming.
It's already happening now. It's like a $500 billion industry illegally under the auspices of organized crime right now. Why should we let organized crime do this and make money when we could create, we estimate, something like 150,000 jobs around the country?
Dennis Drazen, the CEO of the company that operates Monmouth Park Horse Racing Track, says being able to take wagers on sporting events would help the track survive. In Oceanport, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.